another aveira. So they'll say this aveira is not as chomer as the other one because this one is huta michlaloi. Once in a while we allow it. What constitutes a weakness? What constitutes an indication that something is huta michlaloi? So you can say from the 613 mitzvahs, there are only three that are yihareg bal yavar. So you're going to say that 600 of them are huta michlaloi because of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is deichem. Yeah, but that doesn't make it weaker. It makes it weaker than the three that are yihareg bal yavar. But they're all, in a certain sense, they're all huta michlaloi. They have pikuach nefesh is matim. So what's over here? The Gemara says that the lav of lo yosef pen yosef to beat somebody up. Amake chavera, the love of Lo Yosef is huta mechlolai eitzel bezin. What does it mean huta mechlolai eitzel bezin? So Poshup Shat in Rashi is that the shliach bezin sometimes administers malchus. So that's problematic because there's a Tosfos. I think the Tosfos is in the first parak in Yuma. But Tosfos says that whenever it's mitzvasa bekach, you don't consider that huta mechlolai. What are you going to say over here? How then can you learn pshat? Hut mechlolai tzel bezin. Does it mean that the shliach bezin sometimes gives malchus to the people of chay malchus? If it's mitzvasa bekach, Tosfos said that's not called hut mechlolai. So what is the hut mechlolai? So we suggested that maybe pshat is like this. The Gemara in Eilu Megalchen, in Perek Eilu Megalchen, in Maseches Maikotin, the Gemara learns that from Psukim, that the shliach bezin has a right to curse people if necessary, has a right to beat people up, has a right to destroy their property, has a right to be mafke their property, in the line of duty, if it's necessary in order to get people to shape up. So that you can't really say is mitzvah bekach. That depends, sometimes yes, sometimes no. The malchus of the Rambam lists off the 207 averas that weren't malchus. You get malchus whether even if a fellow was chayzev b'tshuva, even 25 years later, if witnesses come and testify that he did an avera, sheyesh ba malchus, so they give him the malchus now. That's a special din, lo hayru ashur. So it's not the regular din of bezden. Yesh kaf yachachamim lakadav min atayrah bikum v'yaseh lo hayru ashur l'migdah milsa. That's also, that applies on all the mitzvahs atayrah. Yesh kaf yachachamim. The Chachamim have the kach to be okedav min atar b'shevi al tase, have the kach to be okedav min atar b'kum v'yaseh if it's lo hayrasha or the migdah milsa. That's also, so that's, they're all the same. You have to say, and the Gemara says that bez the makam v'yonshin shalai min adin is based on that din of yesh kach v'yar Chachamim laka b'kum v'yaseh lo hayrasha or the migdah milsa. You have to say, no, there's a different heter. It's not identical with that heter. That the shliach bezin has a right to beat people up, that's a special heter. What exactly is bad? The Gemara learns it out from a different pasuk. It's not based on the regular din of yesh koach laka b'kum le'aseh lo hayrasha le'migdah milsa. Special din. So that's what it means over here. That lo yosef ben yosef is a weaker lav. There's room to knock off the malchus. The Gemara was discussing chol b'chaveira, the fairship seter chol b'chaveira le'tashlumin. He pays the money and he doesn't get the malchus. So Ula wants to learn out from there to call a tarakula. Whenever there should have been malchus and mammon, you should pay the money. Ula holds him, call a tarakula, pay the money, you don't get the malchus. And Gemara says, no, you can't really learn out from there because the lav of Lo Yosef ben Yosef is huta mechlola eitz bezin. It's a weaker lav. Maybe that's why it's an exception to the rule over there. So then the Gemara said, no, so we'll learn out from the other case, meinim zemimim. So the Gemara says, no, meinim zemimim is also has a quirk to it. So learn that from both of us. Both have a quirk.
Maybe I think the Mishnah in Midos says that in the Beis Hamikdash there was like a Kohen who had the ability to like burn the clothes of other Kohanim and like hit them and like wake them up if they were sleeping on the job. What would that fall under? Which category?
It's only Levim, not Kohanim. The Levim were outside.
The Levim.
I mean, what is it? What category does it fall under? Why is allowed to burn their clothes?
And
probably the shliach bezin, yeah. Probably also the shliach bezin. The guy's supposed to be doing his mitzvah, and he's not any, and he's negligent. He's not doing his job. He's not doing his mitzvah properly. Also, the shliach bezin has a right to beat people up if they're not doing mitzvahs. Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. So that was this gemara. It's an interesting gemara. We mentioned the Or Sameach asks an interesting question. According to the simple pshat in the Gemara, that Yosef ben Yosef is hutta mechlolai because the Shliach Bezen has sometimes a mitzvah to give malchus. So could anybody in his right mind say that lo sirtzach is a weak Allah because hutta mechlolai? Because Bezen sometimes administers Mrs. Bezen. That's what the Yosef Meich asked. He says, whenever came across such a statement in the Gemara, that lo sirtzach is hutta mechlolai, so it's a weak Allah because hutta mechlolai to give Mrs. Bezen. So he gives a suggestion. So we said, because that's not called Hutta Mechlalas, Mitzvah Sebekah. So what do you say, Pshat by the Malkus? So we said, it doesn't mean that you give Malkus. That's Mitzvah Sebekah. It means that Shlech Bezen has a right to beat people up.
So Sirtzach
should be Hutta Mechlalas anyway. Eitzel, I'm a Rudin, and can I afford him though? I don't know, Mistama, right, if it's also Mitzvah Sebekah. It's a mitzvah. The Katzoi says Kappa is a mitzvah, the Rambam says. Lahatzilas on the Yerdaf is a mitzvah to do something to the right if need be, even to kill him. Kanaim Pagamo is also a mitzvah. Sachiyuv, if you're a Kanoi. If you're not a Kanoi, so then you're not allowed to. If you are a Kanoi, then you're mechuyiv to.
You can say about any case of Hutta Mechlalah, there's no stance of Hutta Mechlalah. When do you have a case of Hutta Mechlalah where it's only sort of?
That's one example of Hutta Mechlalah. Then the Gemara has another example of Hutta Mechlalah by Basa Becholov. What does the Gemara say? That the Gemara says by Chela. Which one is Hutta Mechlalah? Chela of Chaya. Chela of Hutta Mechlalah. It's a weaker reason because Hutta Mechlalah it's al Chaya. That chelav al chay is mutter. There's no mitzvah to eat chelav chay. It's permissible. The Torah has an isa chelav, and the Torah says by chay it's permissible.
There's also
onji shalom adin by mitzicha
though.
Yeah.
So why? So even according to Rabbi
Shlomo adin, that's based on yeshkerach la'akadav menator bekum ve'asay l'hoi rosh al mitzvah. So that applies to everything, even to the gimel averes hachamuras. So you can't say this is weaker than that. He said they're all, they're not, everything is Hutta Mechlalah.
Hutta Mechlalah is where they play at Dayanim, is that the...
Yeah,
And play at Dayanim doesn't include killing, that's not considered within part of the play at Dayanim?
I don't think so. The Gemara has a pasuk that the Shliach Bezen is allowed to hit people, allowed to curse, that's a separate issue, allowed to be mafke mammon, allowed to destroy mammon. They don't have a pasuk that's allowed to kill people. You're allowed to kill people. There's bez makman shleim and adin lohi rosh ala migda milsa. That's a separate. That, but that heter applies to everything. But hutta mechlalah yitzal bezdin is by the shliach bezdin beating people up. Yeah. So the asmech has this interesting entertaining kasha. Interesting kasha. How come you never find in the gemara that lo sirtzach is hutta mechlalah? So we said it can't be hutta mechlalah because mitzvah sebekach. Somehow he doesn't say that. He gives a different answer. He says that the din is if you kill a person who's a gavra k'tila, then you're not chayv me. He said, there's no isa lo sirtzach. So he says, Bezen doesn't administer Mises Bezen until they first make a gmar din l'misa. After they make the gmar din l'misa, then the nidon, the person who is judged, has the status of a gavra k'tila. And the Gemara says, a harga ain't an eragalov. If anybody kills after Bezen made the Gemara Din, even though the fellow who kills him doesn't kill him l'shein Misa's Bezen. He kills him because he hates him. He never liked him. So if he kills him after Bezen already made the Gemara Din l'misa, then he's not Chai Misa because he's a Gavrik Tila. So the Osamach says, whenever Bezen kills the guy, they're not in violation of L'Sirtzo. The killing him then is not L'Sirtzo because he's already a Gavrik Tila. Interesting idea. Okay, but the Pashto says that you don't even need that because whenever it's mitzvah sebekach, that's not called Hutta Mechlalah. Yeah. The Gemara has this statement that floats around in different mesichtas that Rav Meir holds like a Mishalim. How do you know Rav Meir holds like a Mishalim? It's the Mishnah in Makis, and the Gemara quotes on Alamed Beis, on the Beis, Me'idim on a Bishplan, Shechav Lachaber, and Messiah Mzuz, Nim Tzu Zemimim, so it's a Machlekes in the Mishnah in Makis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rameah says, Loikim and Mishalmim, and he gives a rationale, Shaloi Hashem, Avi on the day Makkas, Mivi on the day Tashlumin. And we don't pass like that. We pass in, call him Mishalmim and Loikim. That Adim Zaimimim, Beferishib Satari, Adim Zaimimim, Litashlumin. And it says in the Pasik, Kadevishas, and Mishimirisha Achasatam Echaivo. So they only pay, they don't get the malchus. What is Reb Meir explaining? What do the words mean? The Tosis has a long discussion, different suggestions. The Tosis finally quotes, the Gemara explains what it means. The Gemara says black and white and malchus. There are two psukim in the Chumash. And the question is, are they two lavim or not? One pasuk is an aseres adibus lasana berecha eight shaker. You're not allowed to give eight a sheker. Then there's another pasuk. But Nisharim, after Edim Zemim is one of the four Averis, one of the four Mises Bezin that require Hachrozah. We spoke about the Hachrozah yesterday, 2 days ago. Hachrozah means that Bezin should announce in advance, weeks in advance, that so-and-so is going to get the death penalty because he violated Edim Zemim. So the pasuk says, V'chanisharim yishma yiro, v'chol yisol yishma yiro, v'lo yizidunot. So how do you translate that, v'lo yizidunot? So Reb Meir holds that's another law. Lo yisid known as alei sese, and no one should give eid a sheker of eid mizaymimim. The chachamim disagree. No, anasham yishmeru v'lo yisid known, and it will not happen. We're going to do a hachrozah. Anasham yishmeru, we should do a hachrozah in advance. So the death penalty that we give to the eid mizaymimim, or whatever punishment that we're going to give them, even to the extent of death, should serve as a deterrent that no one else should do that out there. No one should repeat it. But it's not. No one else is allowed to give eight a shekel. Means and it shouldn't happen. It's the tam hamitzvah. So the Gemara said that's machlek zamein achacham. How do you read the pshat and the pasuk? So when the eight mizaymimim deserve a punishment that they have to be fairship satar, that the punishment is to pay kasha zamam, to pay miyimar b'nishmon shachayv masayim zuz. They have to pay masayim zuz. That's a punishment for the avera of lasana berachet shaker. So you can't turn around and give him another punishment for the same Avera. You're going to give him Malkus for the Avera. Then you're going to go make him pay money. So the fairship is a Torah. Edim Zemimim le Tashlum. The punishment is Tashlum and the punishment is not Malkus. So if you only have one lob, so that's it. So you can't give any Malkus over there. Masheni can, according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that there are two lobbing. There's an additional lob. So that's Rav Meir holds that you get Malkus for that lob. I want to say, come labor the Rav Mine, if he's getting Malkus, so let him not pay the money. That's what the Gemara says. Beferishu psatara, edim zemimim l'tashlumin. That's what it says in the Gemara. Tosis has different suggestions how to translate the phrase, sholei Hashem havilin de makas mevili de tashlumin. But then Tosis finally comes to the conclusion. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's the Hezbar HaDomer. Yeah, we were discussing also edim zemimim. Don't need any hasra. The Rambam says why. Vishem behemaisa. So we discuss what does it mean. It's not really an oinish for the aver that they did l'shavar. Maybe it's al shem soifam. Maybe since the edim zemim are one of the four bali aver who need a hachraza, so maybe that's why you don't need hasra. You only need hasra when the oinish is a punishment for the avera that he did in the past, so you have to ascertain al pidin that it was bemezid. You have to have a hasra terkedidibur immediately prior to doing the avera. But over here by Yedim Zaymimim, their punishment is not al shem ha'over. Their punishment is to serve as deterrent for the future. Chol ham yishmei v'ro v'lo hanisharm yishmei v'ro v'lo yizidunot. So the pasuk pshat is that that's the pshat in the Rambam. So the question is, well, what about the Edim Zemimim who testified that someone is Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza and the Mishnah says you don't give them the punishment. Even if they're Kohanim, you don't declare that they should be treated as Chalolim, but you give them Malkus. So that's lined out from a pasuk. So what is that Malkus? That Malkus is a regular din of Malkus. It says, V'hayon bin hakos ha-rosha v'pil ha-shofet. A Rosha deserves Malkus. So we usually say a Rosha is only one or violate an aver, which is similar to the sachs v'shem b'dishoy, as be alav sheyesh b'maisa. And the son of Berecha Yitzchak is alav sheyesh b'maisa. So that's why we needed a new pasuk to indicate that despite the fact that Edim Zavimim Zayim b'maisa, Edim Sheker Zayim b'maisa, because Dibur is called Zayim b'maisa, nonetheless, it falls back under that category. You get Malkus because of the law. So then by Ben Grusha Machalutza, they get Malkus because of the law. So you ought to say that then you do need Asra. The only time you say you don't need Asra is if they're getting the punishment of kasha zamam that serves as a deterrent. If yishayim b'maisa, the punishment is not for the maisa there. But if they're not getting kasha zamam, so maybe then one should require hasra. So the Meiri in Makkos has a machlekes about this. So we pointed out, our Gemara is black and white. The Gemara raises the question. Maybe I should say the only time you don't need Hasroah on Lamed Gimel Lamed Alchma, says the Gemara, raises the question. Maybe you should say you don't need Hasroah when you're actually going to give him the punishment of Kasha Zaman. But if it's Elamayata Ben Gurush Machalutza, the Lamed Kasha Zaman, Komisrabi Leboy Hasroah. So the Gemara says it's not so. How can the Miri have two opinions? According to the text that we have in our edition of the Gemara, maybe those Rishonim were missing five lines in the Gemara. But in our Gemara it says beferish that you don't need Hasra even in that situation. Maybe this should indicate something about the nature of the Malkus by Ben Gush Machalutza, what you raised yesterday. Okay, whatever you want to say. But in our editions of the Gemara it says beferish that even by the case of Ben Gush Machalutza, you don't need Hasra.
Rabbi
Kiveger is asking what? Where? I'm giving him an aleph. Why? What does Rashi say? I don't know.
I didn't see him asking.
We got to take a look. Could be. I didn't look in the Rashi. Yeah. The Gemara is working, the Gemara goes a long, long, long discussion. The Gemara is working with this kasha that in Makkos it says, Elohein haloiken haboal ha-mamzeres, haboal ha-choso, and kol haloike eina mishalem. And our Mishnah says, haboal ha-mamzeres, haboal ha-choso, is chayv to pay oinus and mefata money. So how can it be? It's eina haloike mishalem. How did the two jive? So the Gemara gave three answers. So Rish Lakish says the Mishnah goes like Reb Meir. Where was Rish Lakish again? There's a long paragraph, a long sentence. So Rish Lakish is on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, a little bit below the middle of the Amud. So you have two dots, and there's Rish Lakish Amar. Doesn't say Amar Rish Lakish. Lakish Amar. Rish Lakish disagrees with Ula. You start with Ula. Where's Ula? Amar Ula. On the top line on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph is Ula's answer. The Kasha was on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara gives three answers. Omar Ula is the top line. Then you have Rabbi Yechanan Omar. That's on Amud Beis. Rabbi Yechanan Omar is the fifth line from the top on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Then you have Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Rish Lakish Omar. Rish Lakish says Hamani Reb Mehi. The Mishnah is over here go like Rameh Dar Adam Loike Mishal. He doesn't believe in Kam Levi the Rabbinei applying to Malkus and Mamad. Then the Gemara says, but doesn't he also deny Kam Levi the Rabbinei by Misa and Mamad? Doesn't he deny that? So our Mishnah says that there is Kam Levi the Rabbinei, even though Inus and Mefata Mani is Knas. Okay, so that was the discussion with Rish Lakish. And over here you have these two answers. You have Ula's answer was that Ula, either he's making a statement in Kola Tarakula, whenever you have Malkus and Mamon, Mamayna Mishal Milka Leiloki, or he's saying that there's a third exception to the rule, just like there are two more famous exceptions to the rule, the Beferishu B'Satayra, Chayv Machaber LeTashlumin instead of Malkus, Beferishu B'Satayra, Eidim Zemimim LeTashlumin instead of Malkus, Beferishu B'Satayra, because of the Gezerah Shava of Tachas Tachas, So this is also an exception to the rule. Fine. So that's what Ula said. Rabbi Yechanan gave a different answer. He says, no, it depends, hisru bo, lo hisru bo. The klal is that there are two exceptions to the rule, the fairship sator, that you pay the money, you don't get the malchus. But Einus and Mefata is not one of the exceptions to the rule. So if hisru bo, if they gave him hasra, and he's going to get malchus because of the fact that he was bo'alam mamzeres or bo'alam choso, then he's not going to pay Einus and Mefata money. And that's when the Mishnah in Makkos applies, Eila and Aloikin, Abala Mamzar, Sabala Chas of Hisrubo. And our Perik is talking of Lo Hisrubo. Lo Hisrubo, then he pays the moment. What happened to Tana de Bechiskia? Lechilakdam in Shei Giglamei. Since Rabbi Yechanan says Tana de Bechiskia only applies to Misa in moment, but Malkus in moment, you don't apply Tana de Bechiskia. Rish Lakish Lishitasa can't accept Rabbi Yechanan because Rish Lakish is of the opinion that the Tana de Bechiskia even applies to Malkus and Mammon as well. But we accept Rabbi Yechanan Shita. The Tana Bechisk is only Misa Mammon, doesn't apply to Malkus Mammon. So that's the teretz to the steer. So let's review again, what's the din? Whenever you have Malkus and Mammon, so Rabbi Yechanan holds the klal is, if Hisrubo, then you give him the malchus, and he doesn't pay the mamon. But there are two exceptions to the rule. Which are the two exceptions to the rule? Chayvav v'chaveiroi and Eidim Zemimim. And then, if lo yisru bo, so he's not going to get the malchus, so we don't apply to the mechizkiah, the malchus and mamon, so then he's going to pay the mamon. So here, Rabbi Harari asked the kasha when we started. I said, we're going to get to that kasha later. He asked the kasha when we first started to talk about this gemara. So now is the time to ask a kasha. So the gemara says over here that by oynes and mefata, by oynes, livat mefata, by oynes, in addition to paying the chamishim shekel kesel, you also pay boishes of pegam. If the girl is a mefuta, if she's a yisayma, mefuta, then she's meichel on everything. But if she's an anusa, then in addition to the chamishim shekel kesef, you're going to be boishes of pegam also. The Gemara asked the question, how do you know that that's so? Maybe when the chumish is kaveh, the chamishim shekel kesef, that covers everything. So the Gemara quoted, machlok zabai v'rova. No, there's a pasuk that indicates that the chamishim shekel kesef is separate from the boishes of pegam. So boishes of pegam is regular chayvul v'chaveirim. So the kasha that the achrenim are bothered with is, if by chayvul, how can Rabbi Yechanan say that if his rubo, by bo'ala mamzeres and bo'ala choso, if his rubo, then he's going to get malchus, he won't pay the knas. But if lo his rubo, then there's no talmid mechizkiah, then you pay the knas. So the kasha was, how can the Mishnah Malchus ever say that there's malchus, in addition to the chamishim shekel kesef, there's going to be also boishes of begam. Boishes of begam is chavul b'chaver. Chavul b'chaver is b'fer shibsa Torah chavul b'chaver l'tashlomen. Once this tashlomen said there's no malchus, how can the Mishnah in Malchus say that habo ala choysai, habo ala mamzeres is like it? Unless you're going to say, b'isai mamafuta, that she's meichel. So that's what the Beis Yankiv says. The Mishnah Makas only goes b'sayma mefuta. But if he's ma'anasar, then there's going to be boshes of begam. So the fairship seter chavu b'chaver le'tashlumin. And then there won't be malchus. Rabbi Kivega finds that the Beis Yankiv is written by the author of the Nesivus, the Sefer and Gemara Ksubis. So Rabbi Kivega was in the same generation. He used to correspond. They lived in different cities, used to correspond. Rabbi Kivega found that a doichik to say like that. That the Mishnah Makas only goes on Yisayma Mefuta. In a normal case of Anusa, since he's going to have to pay Boshes Hapkam, so Befairship Satara, Chavah Bechavela Tashlumen, so he's not going to get Malkas. It wouldn't seem so. So Rabbi Kivega came up with a Chiddush that when you pay Boshes Hapkam by Oynes, it's not Betaras Chavah Bechavera. It's a new din, it's a new parsha. The Gemara learned it out from a Pasuk, Abai v'Rava learned it out from a seven Pasuk. So it's a new din. So that's not covered with the din of the Fairship Satur. Questionable. Is that really so? Is that really true? That it's not the regular din of Chayv v'Chaver. The Pasuk says, Boshel Pagam is Nezek. The Gemara says, Pagam Haida Nezek. So according to Rabbi Kivega, it's not. It's a separate Chayv. And if you'll be like it, because Baal HaChosai, and Bala Mamzeris, if they gave Hasra, he'll be like it, then he'll be potter from paying the Boshes Begam. And it won't be covered with the Xeris HaKasa Beferishim Satara, Chavu Bachaber Tashlom. Pashta says that the Boshes Begam is the regular din, like the Nesiva said. So Rabbi Kivega found that if you say like the Nesiva, like the Beis Yankiv, then you have to assume that the Mishnah in Makas that says HaBala Mamzeris, HaBala Chosa is like it, is only in the rare case of Abisayma Mefuto, and she was Moichel everything. But if it's a regular case of Vinus, which he's not Michael, he has to pay, then he won't get Malchus. So each opinion is a doichik. The kasha is very strong. Rabbi Kivega's answer is problematic, and the Nesiv's answer is problematic. But that's what Rabbi Harari wanted us to know. That's what he pointed out from the very beginning.
So Mishnah Makas says that he's...
Mishnah Makas says, Habo'ala Mamzeres, Habo'ala Choso is like it. So you can say he goes on a bogeris, mefuta, they're having an affair together, okay? But the shaila is, what about if he's ma'anis, the mamzeris, ma'anis achoso? So our Mishnah says that you pay onis and mefatman if he's ma'anis. Pay onis and mefata, so if it's ones, So you should pay Boshes Abigam also. Oh, if you pay Boshes Abigam, then you should never get Malkus, because Beferish Ripsatera. That's one of the two exceptions to the Ula Beinla, Ula Beinla Rabbi Yechanan. Ula said, from those two exceptions, you establish in Kola Tarakula, that Misha Mamayna Mishal Milkala Loki. Or Ula said, there's a third exception to the rule. Three exceptions to the rule. Onis HaMafata also. But Rabbi Yechanan says there aren't three exceptions. Only two exceptions to the rule. Onis HaMafata is not one of them. So when there was Hasroah, then he'll be like him. When there was no Hasroah, then he'll be Mishalim. So the question, even if there was Hasroah, how can you give him Malkus? In addition to paying the Chamishim Shekel Kesef, the Gemara says he always has to pay the Boshes of Begam. Boshes of Begam is Chavu B'chaveira. Chavu B'chaveira said the Fairship Seter. So there shouldn't be Malkus. You have to so the Nesiva says you have to restrict the Mishnah and Malkus, that the only time it says that he gets Malkus if she's a Yisayim and Mefuta, and there's no Boshes of Begam to pay. Problem is that it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. So to answer that kasha, Rabbi Kevega comes up with a whopper of a chiddush. Whatever you're going to say is difficult over here. So Rabbi Kevega comes up with a new chiddush. Says when the oynis pays boishes of begam, that's not from the parsha of chovu b'chaver. That's a new din of oynis. Wouldn't seem so in the Gemara. Would seem that it's a regular din. Boishes of begam is a regular din of chamisha dvarim.
Maybe you're chayv malchus when
and you're not chayv Moshe Sibgam until Marbiya, would that be? So two separate things from chayv you? There's a Tosfos about that too. We didn't get to that. There's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Could be it's later also, I don't remember. That's not a valid answer. The chiluk between Hara and Marbiya is not a valid answer. We'll have to discuss that too. Okay, but we'll have to get to that. Yeah.
Okay. Once we get to the Yochanan, it's a rag for Batusa said earlier that Tanis Bechus Yafai also by Misa Bideshmain. Otherwise, the mission wouldn't exclude bringing the Shulim Ben Hakana because it says Kam Shul History Book. So, even with the Shul History Book, you would apply Kimlai.
Again, you have a raya that Tosfos is right.
Yeah, according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
Because he said that Rabbi Yochanan says Kan Hitzirbo, Kan Shul Hitzirbo.
Right.
So you wouldn't have to say the mission is excluding Rabbi Nathani Ben Hakana. You could just say here it doesn't apply even by cases of Karis because it's Shul Hitzirbo. Should Rabbi Yochanan smoke in the mission? The only reason you have to say the mission to not like Rabbi Nathani Ben Hakana is even if Shul Hitzirbo, you would have applied
Kimlin. If Lo Yisrobo, you need Hasroah for Malkus and Misa. You don't need Hasroah for Koris, Misa B'dei Shemaim. You just need that it should be Mezid. The guy is raping a girl. Mstame knows he's doing something improper. No. Mstame it is been Mezid. It's not B'shege. So that it may not know that it's his sister. Does know that it's his sister. That's a rare case. He knows he's doing wrong. You don't need Hasroah to be Chayv Kares and Misa B'dei Shemaim. Hasroah is only for Misa's Bezen and for Malkus. But for Misa B'dei Shemaim, of course, you don't need Hasroah. Yeah. Then what else? The Gemara discusses how do you read Pshat in the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Ki notzu anoshim v'nokfu isha hora. What do you mean, Ki notzu anoshim? If two men are fighting with each other, to what degree are they fighting? So the Gemara has a comment, B'mitzus shebemiso akosov medaber. Where is that? That's around 8 lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. B'mitzus shebemitzu ki yinotsu. Means that they're fighting, a fist fight, and they're planning to kill each other. They're out to get each other. Not stomp to harm the other one. B'mitzus shebemitzu akosov medaber. And then it continues to say, V'yotsu yiladel, she loses the pregnancy. So it says, Anish Yonish Kashi Ashta Sala Baloisha Menasim Aflin. It says, Mlo Yeosin. Mlo Yeosin. If the woman doesn't get killed, if the Uba got killed, but the woman didn't get killed, then there's no Kamla with the Rabbinate. And Masan Yiya, if the woman got killed, then there is Kamla with the Rabbinate. How come there's no Kamla with the Rabbinate if the Uba gets killed? So it would appear that if you kill an Uba, you're not Chayv Misa. That's what the Rishonim and the Achronim ask. The Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, after the Mabul, the din of Ritzicha is repeated. The Gemara has a tradition in Sanhedrin, the Sugya B'nai Noach, that the prohibition of Ritzicha, all the six mitzvahs B'nai Noach, were given to Adam HaRishon. Abe Menachai wasn't given because he had to be a vegetarian. He wasn't permitted to eat any meat, so he didn't eat the din of Abe Menachai. But the other six dinim were given, so Ritzicha was given already, but it had to be repeated after the Mabul, because one might have had a mistaken Havamina to think that the Tzelem Alekim was so watered down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to destroy all of mankind. Maybe there's no longer a prohibition of Ritzicha, the whole prohibition of Ritzicha, because man is created, the Tzelem Alekim. That's how the Meiri has, in his introduction to Shas, he quotes a Medrash. The different opinions in the Medrash, how the Aseres Adibus were laid out. So one opinion is that all the Aseres Adibus were from top to bottom on each one of the Shnei Luchas Abris, on all four sides. So it was repeated eight times. Four sides on this. Each one of the Shnei Luchas Abris was a cube, Amal, 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 and each one had all Aseres Adibus. On our Parechas and on the Yom Kiddush, we usually don't visualize it like that. We have 1 to 5 on one, and 6 to 10 on the other one. So this medrash that the Miri quotes is assuming the 1 to 5, aleph to hey, and then vav to yud. So the medrash that the Miri quotes in introduction to Shas is that there's a connection between number 1 and number 6, there's a connection between number 2 and number 7, and so on. So number 1 is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and number 6 is Lo Sirtzach. So Lo Sirtzach is based on the premise that God exists and God created man, but Tzelem Elokim. So if you kill a human being, you're killing a Tzelem Elokim. That's why you're not allowed to do it. So one might have thought that after the Mabul, the Rebbe Shalom had to destroy all the mankind because the Tzelem Elokim Sheba'odam was so ruined. So one might think there's no longer an Issa Ritzicha. So the Torah repeats the Issa Ritzicha.
Why would anyone think that all the people who were born after are coming from Noah, and Noah was saved? So the question that he was born.
Okay.
Who was saved? So there is a Tzelem coming him.
Okay. I don't know. So that's a good question on the explanation. I don't know. So the Torah says, Shafich dam ha'adam, ba'adam dam yishafich. What does it mean? So Pashib Shat is, if you murder a person, ba'adam dam yishafich, the bezin should give you Misa's bezin. And then it says, achaz dimcha nafshasecha medrash, if a person commits suicide, so that's Misa b'day shamayim. That's Edrash. Drisha means Misa b'day shamayim. And ba'adam dam yishafich, the Targum Onkel says, ba'adam means the bezin has the obligation to administer the Misa's bezin. So the Gemara Sanhedrin has an additional level of interpretation. Instead of pausing after Shefech Tam Adam Kama, Adam Domi Shafra, that's Pshuto, the Gemara has an additional level of Pshat, Shefech Tam Adam Ba'adam, if you kill an Uber, Domi Yishafra, so you get the death penalty. So the Gemara makes a statement in Sanhedrin, and Sugi B'nai Noach, the B'nai Noach, and the Rogim Al Ha'ubrin, if he kills a fetus before it's born, he's Chai Misa. So the Rishonim Nachranim ask, the Mishnah in Nida says, Tinek ben Yomechad Haharga Naragolov. When the baby is born, the same day that he's born, there's already a din loy sirtzach, and if you kill a baby the same day, you chayv misa. Sometimes you wouldn't be chayv misa until the baby survives 30 days, if it's a suffik nefel, but let's say it's biyadur, shekol lachadosha. You know that it's a full-term pregnancy, and then you kill the baby the same day that it was born, you chayv misa. Mashmah of the Mishnah is that if you kill an Uber before it's born, you're not Chayv Misa. It's more in different places. So how did the Tanoim know that that's true? Once you have a Pasuk, Shafech Tam Adam, the other Pasuk, Achaz Dimchal and Ashasech Medrash, that you're not allowed to commit suicide, even though it's spoken to Noach and B'nai Noach, is assumed that applies to the Jews as well, that it's forbidden to commit suicide. So why do you say that this din only applies to B'nai Noach and doesn't apply to the Jews? Shafech Tam Adam Ba'adam. He killed the life of a fetus who's an Adam, Adam, a little baby inside the mother's body. That's only for B'nai Noach. That pasuk doesn't go to Yisrael. How do they know that it doesn't go? Maybe it should apply to both. So the Meiri and Masech HaShabbos and the Achreinim, they give all the same answer. Because you see from Parshas Mishpatim, it says, M'lo yeh osan, if the woman doesn't get killed, onesh yonesh, kashi osan ala ba'al ishim and osan aflilim, he pays the Mevel Adis. And if the woman gets killed, then all of a sudden, come Levi D'Ramne. There should have been come Levi D'Ramne for killing the baby. If you kill an Uber, she killed an Uber. Yotze V'yodel, she was pregnant. Nok V'yisho, she was pregnant. So you see the Farish on the Pasuk, that there's no Chiyav Misa for killing an Uber. I, but the pasuk says shafech dam ha'adam ha'adam dam yishav. That goes only on bnei noach. Bnei chachai misa for gezel pachas mishaver puta also. Bnei chachai misa for eating ev menachai. For any violation of the Sheva Mitzvah been enough, the Chai Misa for. By us, we're only Chai Misa on rare Averis, we don't say. On every Averi, you get the death penalty. So that we understand. We see from that Pasuk of the Meva Lord, is from the Parsha, that if one kills an Uba, you're not Chai Misa.
Isn't there still an Isser then? Because the Gemara, as mentioned, has me Gemidi, that happened to be something that's also by Goyim, not also by Jews?
So Tosus asked that question. Tosus asked the question, yeah. So there are three opinions. What was the answer of Tosus? There are three opinions. So some Achrayim say that to kill an Uber is Hatagoma. There's no issa. Another Achrayim say it's an issa de Rabbanan. And the third opinion is what's generally accepted. No, it's an issa de Raisa, but just that there's no Einish Misa. It's an Issa Deraisa, but there's no Enish Misa.
You can't.
Right, and that's a major machlek, is what is the Issa Deraisa of killing an Uber? Yes. Is it an Issa like Chavala? You're not allowed to cut off a finger. If you have six fingers and you only want to have, you want to look normal like everybody else, if you have two noses and you want to cut off one nose because you want to look normal, that's Muta. That's not an Issa Chavala. But if a person has five fingers and he wants to cut off one, live with four fingers, that Asaladam Lachbal Biatzma, you're not allowed to do that. So if a woman is pregnant, that's normal. So why does she want it? She wants to maintain her figure or whatever. Or they can't afford to pay for children. So they don't want to have any children. So that's not normal. Normal is a woman is pregnant, she gives birth to the baby. So that's not permissible. So that's some are of the opinion that performing an abortion is an Issa Deraisa of Chayvel, of Chavola. And others are of the opinion, no. Performing an abortion is a more serious Issa. It's an Issa of Ritzicha. But it's not the same as Lo Sirtzach. Lo Sirtzach, you have Mrs. Bezdin, and this is a lower level of Lo Sirtzach, like Gram Ritzicha. Yad Kol Chayed Rishena. The Pasuk says in the end of Parshas Noach that if you sick an animal on someone else, that the animal should kill him. So the Medrash says, that's what it means, Miat Kol Chai Ad Rishenu, if you were Goyrem, that's Gram Ritzicha is also awesome. Or if I paid someone else that they should murder, I paid another person to murder someone, so he's the Ratzeach, and I did Gram Ritzicha because I paid someone and I encouraged him. So Gram Ritzicha is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So that's a big machlik, is what is the nature of the Issa? We assume that it is an Issa Deraisa. The Loshan HaTaisis in one place is a Nida. Taisa has a lotion that to kill an Uber is mutter. So Ramashi says that's ridiculous. It's zicher and isa deraisa. Taisa and Sanhedrin says, because of the kasha mika midi. How can it be that there's no kasha? How come by bnei noach they get an oinish misa we don't get? The chayiv for gezel, the chayiv misa, the chayiv misa for ev menachai. So that's not a taina mika midi. Mika midi means it can't be that for a nochri it's aser and for Jew it's mutter. So if performing an abortion is clearly an Issa for Bnei Noach, it must be that it's an Issa for the Jews. So that's what Tosfos says. It's certainly an Issa Deraisa. When Tosfos says Muta, so Ramosha says it's a misprint, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a misprint. It just means it's Muta, there's not an Issa Lotzirtzach. The Mashmasa doesn't mean it's not the full din of Lotzirtzach. It's a lower level of Lotzirtzach. So that's a big issue. When would we permit when would we allow an abortion? Is it only when the mother's life is mamish b'sakana? Or would you even allow it if it's medically recommended that it's going to weaken the woman? So that's a major machlokes in halacha.
I don't remember dealing with this. According to, if you say that an abortion is lesser b'sicha, so how does the pasuk work? Anoshi anish. Shouldn't it usually, wouldn't you say, by that?
No, we say there's never any misa for killing an Uber, there's never any misa. It's a lower level of, like misa b'dei shamayim. Like misa b'dei shamayim doesn't make kam lebi derab mine. So killing an Uber is like grammar tzicha, that you have misa b'dei shamayim. Miat kolchaya ed rishena. Ed rishena means misa b'dei shamayim. Miat kolchaya means if I did gramer tzicha. If I get an animal to kill someone, So that's not, the animal is the Ratzach. Well, an animal can be labeled as a Ratzach v'haraya. That there's a dinim shoran niskol, doesn't only apply to shor, it applies to echad behem achai v'yoif, any animal that kills. So he's the murderer. And the person who sticks the animal on the other person to kill him is a gram Ratzach. So gram Ratzach is misa b'dei shamayim. Misa b'dei shamayim doesn't make kam l'bidei rabbinei. So it could be that killing an Uber is also a misa b'dei shamayim. It's an iser ritzicha, but it's a lower level, so that you don't say come lay with the rabbi.
Going back to
Yehuda,
don't you not have a right? I think it was Yehuda that he said that even by the killing the woman, right, that it's not the child, not the mom.
So that's what we're up to now. When the pasuk says b'masaniyev and asata nefesh tachas nefesh, how do you translate that pasuk? So some Tanaim hold literally. He's trying to kill Reuben and Shimon are trying to kill each other. Then says Vinakli Shahara and Masan Yeh, she got killed. So that's an example of that's a case of Niskaven Lahargazeb Haragazet. So the Chaim hold the mission, Niskaven Lahargazeb Haragazet Chai Misa. It says Masan Yeh when Asata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, literally. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah disagrees with the Chachamim in Sanhedrin. He holds on, Niskaven Lahargazeb Haragazet is not Chai Misa. How do you paskin? The Pashta says you should paskin like Hachacham. Yochet v'rabim, alochet k'rabim. The Rama goes ahead and paskins like Reb Lezer. The Ravid is Masik. Why did he paskin like Reb Lezer? Not only does the Rama paskin like Reb Lezer, by Odom, by a person who kills in Skam l'argazeh v'argazeh, Reuben attempted to kill Shimon, and instead accidentally he killed Levi. He says it the same by the Behema. If the Behema, Shara Nisko, gets the death penalty, gets Gila, because it killed an Adam. So what if the Shoran Niskal was in Skaven L'Hargazeh V'Hargazeh? So we have the Pasuk, Hashor Yisokel B'Gam Ba'ol of Yumas. So what does it mean, Gam Ba'ol of Yumas? The Baal Hashor doesn't get the death penalty. So the Tanoim say, in the opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Ke Mises HaBailim, Kach Mises Hashor. Just like Mises HaBailim, you need a Bezlem 23, so to Mises Hashor. Then the Gemara says, just like Mises HaBailim, you can't say, Ke Mises HaBailim, Kach Mises Hashor, you need Hasroah. What language are you going to talk? So we don't require Hasra. You don't have to know animal language to communicate with the beings. So you don't need Hasra. But we do say, just like if a person kills an Adam Trefa, I say, you're not Chayv Misa. So the Shor also, if the Shor kills an Adam Trefa, you're not Chayv Misa, just like the Adam kills an Ochri, so he's not Chayv Misa. So if the Shor kills an Ochri, he's not Chayv Misa. And just like the Adam needs a Bezno 23, so the Shor needs a Bezin 23. And the Gemara says, just like Kamisa Sabailim, if Niskaven Dargazeh Bahargazeh is Potter, if you are like Reb Shimon, that you're Potter, Sabai, the Shor is also Potter. So the Raman Paskin is like Reb Shimon. The Rabbi asks, why did he all of a sudden decide to Paskin like Reb Shimon? He should have been outvoted. Fine. Reb Shimon is the author of the Zohar. Very nice. A lot of good opinions he has. But he was outvoted. Yochad V'Ram Alach Garam. So the Rabbi thinks we should Paskin like the Chachamim of the Reb Shimon. So what's pshat? How do you translate the pasuk? Emosan yeh ben asata nefesh tachas nefesh. So the Chachamim hold, literally kipshuta, you get the death penalty. And Reb Shimon says, no, ben asata nefesh tachas nefesh just means he deserves einish misa. It's kam largas abahazeh, you're not going to get misa. But he deserves einish misa, so therefore there's going to be kam lebi derabmini. The mashmas of the pasuk is that kam lebi derabmini applies like Tana de Bechizkia, Bemeshegig Lachilak, Bemeshegig Lemezid. So you say you apply Tana de Bechizkia, don't pay. And then there was a third shot, Rebbe's opinion is that when Asata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, the verb Nesina in that parsha has a connotation of paying money. Why? Because it says earlier, probably says the verb Kesef Yitain, if you got it ready. V'nosan b'flilim. By the Mevilah, it says v'nosan. Nosan b'flilim means he paid the money. See, when it says v'nasata nefesh, tachas nefesh, the Gemara says that's exereshav. It's not the exact same word. The Gemara says exereshav doesn't necessarily have to be the exact same word. If you have a toss-up, whether to darshan exereshav A and B or A and C, and one of them is the exact same word, and the other one is just the same verb or the same idea, so then the one that's exactly the same is a stronger exereshav. But over here, there's no conflict. There's no toss-up whether you should darshan this or that. So Rebbe says, "Nemar the sinu lamadim and nemar the sinu lamato." It says, "How does it say?" V'nosan deflilim. So there, the verb v'nosan goes on paying money. You paid the mevilah. So here, You know, sata nefesh, tachas nefesh means that you pay the mei ha-horuk. It's something like koifer. You pay the mei ha-horuk. He killed the woman b'shegeg. The skamalargas of ha-horugazeh. He killed the woman b'shegeg. So the Torah says that you have to pay mammon over there. Yeah. So those are the three pshatim in the pasuk when asata nefesh, tachas nefesh. Yeah.
So according to Rabbi, that you think, right, that he not with mama, then it's just, don't you not derive from that there's no issue in killing the bull bear? Because in both cases you're paying money, right? It's not like a petor because you killed the bull bear, right?
I mean, the fact, here it says, when it's not the nefesh, tachas nefesh, she pays for the value of the woman. There he pays, the Mevelatis pays for the Uber, yeah.
Right, so it's just...
So the fact that you don't say, come lebe der Abmine...
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not... I thought, like, they're trying to think that a Jew, he killed the Uber, but the Jew, they're trying to think around... You
know, there's no Misa.
There's no Misa, but it's going to be Rabbi Misa, when you not have that right, the reason why it's not because it's an
ogre,
even by the woman herself,
but
just because
it's Skamimayer. But I think Rebbe also agrees. He pays the Mevelatis. If the woman is not killed, the woman is killed, it doesn't pay the Mevelatis. She pays the Meha Isha, but he doesn't pay the Mevelatis. I think Rebbe agrees to that also. That's the simple mashmois of the pasuk. Only if the woman is not killed. If the woman is killed, then come levi the rabbin, he says, and he doesn't pay. Rabbi agrees that there's a din of come levi the rabbin. But just like they said, come levi the rabbin, he doesn't pata from kapara. Kapara is a different category. So Rabbi is of the opinion that if in this kavan la'argazeb, ha'argazeb, you killed a human being, then you pay something like koifer. That's kapara. So that's not subject to come levi the rabbin. And we pass like Tana de Bechiskia. Where did the Gemara quote Tana de Bechiskia? And Laman Hamad Aleph, the Gemara says, the Loshen, Umiyiko Laman, the Yomah Chavi Mishin Shogun Chayyav, and Tana de Bechiskia. So there's a long Tosis here. Does anybody disagree? Does anybody in the right mind say such a thing? So Tosis says, there's another Gemara. The Gemara says that there are Tanaim who do disagree with Tana de Bechiskia. But the Gemara meant over here that that's the accepted opinion. Why? Because Chizkiah was one of the twin sons of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya was the one who composed the official text of the Rav Chiya Rav Boshia, composed the official text of the Tosefta. And the Gemara says his brises are the ones that are reliable. Kol masnita, any brises, the lamasani, but Rav Chiya Rav Boshia, that they didn't incorporate into the text of their Tosefta, lamasviminate to yufta. It could be that it's Meshabesh, they don't ask any kashin. So, Chizkiah, who was the son of Rav Chiya, also his brisa was the accepted opinion. The Gemara says, the Gemara knew that the word Tanoim would disagree, but the Gemara says that's the generally accepted opinion. So what did Tanoim of Chizkiah say? He said three things. What are the three things? So Tay says, Begimel and Yani Mamen, Ari Tanoim of Chizkiah. Tay says it here, and Tay says has it in where? The other Tay says, I forgot the name, in Bava Kamma, or in Sanhedrin. The Tosfos said the Tanaim Chizkiah has three different things. Lo chilaktem in shogig lemeizid is a din of kam lebi derabin ebi shogig. Even though he's not going to get the punishment of Misa, kam lebi derabin applies. Lo chilaktem in miskabin l'shein in miskabin means we don't pass like Rebbe. Rebbe said miskabin lahar gazeh v'har gazeh. You're not chayiv Misa. He holds like the chachamim derab Shimon. You're not chayiv Misa, but you do pay sort of koifer. Nesata nefesh tachas nefesh. You pay koifer. So Tanaim Chizkiah says we don't pass like Rebbe. Just like Miskaven doesn't pay koifer, Einam Miskaven also doesn't pay koifer. What's Derech Yimi, the Derech Aliyah, what is that all about? Gemara says that's a totally different shot. There's a Gemara later, that's a totally different shot. The Pasuk says in Chumash, Sikho koifer the Nefesh, Ratzeach, you're not allowed to, if someone killed Bemezid, so you're not allowed to let him get away with murder. You're not allowed to let him pay koifer and be off the hook, not to get the death penalty. Then it's another pasuk. L'sikhu koifer lanus alir miklota loshav l'shev is ba'aretz. If a person killed someone b'shegig, and the halacha requires that he has to run away to the ari miklot, so there's a beferish pasuk in the end of Chumash Bamidbar. Masay, l'sikhu koifer lanus Aliyah Miklot. You're not allowed to take Koyfa Tepatehem. So one might have thought, all right, there's a difference between Horeg Derech Yerida and Horeg Derech Aliyah. If the person kills Derech Yerida, it's Mochamer. Then he goes to Golis. If he gives Derech Aliyah, he doesn't go into Golis. That's Mishnah Islam. Why not? So there in Makkis, it's a Machlekes Abai V'Rove, and there are Mapaskans like Rabbi. Usually when it's Machlekes Abai V'Rove, we assume like Rabbi, except for the Al-Kagam. This is not for the Al-Kagam. So Rabbi says the reason why Derech Aliyah is Potter because it's Korv Lo'inus. The only time when the Rama makes a whole spiel about this, he starts off at Perek Hilchas Retzech, Shmiras Nefesh, Shloshahem Ahargim Mishgoga. The three kinds of shogeg. There's shogeg korv la'inus, then the shogeg korv la'mezit, then the shogeg, regular shogeg. So the Rambam says if he's shogeg, regular shogeg, he has to go to the Ori Miklot. If he leaves the Ori Miklot, he has no rishus to, Gol Adam has a right to kill him. If he's shogeg korv la'inus, he doesn't have to go to the Ori Miklot, and the Gol Adam has no right to kill him. And if he's shogeg korv la'mezit, he was a posheya, it doesn't help that he's going to go to the Ori Miklot, the Gol Adam has a right to kill him even in the Ori Miklot. So this machlekes habay v'rava in Perek Elohein HaGoylin, whether the Derech Aliyah is potter from Golos is because it's Korv L'mezit, Korv L'pshia, is a major nafkemina l'aloch, it's not some philosophical machlekes, nafkemina l'dina. The Rama paskens like Rav's machlekes and aloch, that it's Korv L'oynis, and the Goel Adam has no, he does not have to go to her mikl, Goel Adam does not have a right to kill him. According to Abai's opinion, that it's Korv L'mezit, how can it have happened that he killed Derech Aliyah? It must be that it's Korv L'mezit. So the Goel Adam has a right to kill him even chutz l'ori miklah. So we don't hold like that. We hold like Rav. That Derech Aliyah is Korv L'oynus. So one might have mistakenly thought that by Horeg B'mezit, maybe there's also a difference. Horeg B'mezit, Derech Yerida. So then it says, Adin lo tzirka kaifa l'nefesh otzeach. You don't let him get off the hook by paying kaifa. But if he murdered somebody B'mezit, Derech Aliyah, one might have mistakenly thought that it's less of an avera. So Shvera Havamin, less of an avera, maybe then you would allow him to pay koifer to be off the hook. So that's what the third din of Tarad Mechizke was, L'chilakta me derech yerida, the derech aliyah, just like derech yerida. You don't let him get off the hook by paying koifer, so even if he killed b'meizah, derech aliyah, also, he can't buy his way off from the Einish Misa by paying koifer. So that's what Taisa points out. You look at all the Gemaras, put all the Gemaras together. Begin with Inyan Imam. Tarna B'chizki said three totally unrelated things. We are using our daf, Laman Heman, I was using the first line of Tarna B'chizki. L'chilak the Meshaygi L'mezit, that come Lebe Derabene applies Bein Meshaygi Bein Meshaygi. But the second and the third dinim have nothing to do with Tarna B'chizki. The second din is Rebbe's din. There's not such din of Koifa Bayodim. There is no Koifa Bayodim. And the third din is a totally different din, unrelated din. Okay? Lineta, tomorrow I think we'll have try to have a normal day, and I'll try to come on time. Okay.